In the second reading today, we hear from St. Peter, "The Lord does not delay on his promise, as some regard it delay, but he is patient with you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." You see, the gift of time that we have, this gift is so precious. We have such a limited amount of time in order that in this life we can get as close to God as we possibly can. And so often we spend it recklessly. We, as the term goes, waste time. We waste time. I find this has become a constant mantra in my confessions. And I'm not talking about the people coming to me. I'm talking about when I go to confession. That so much of my time is wasted. We often don't think of this as such a big deal, except the fact that what's the whole purpose of why we're here? What's the purpose for why we exist? Why did God make us? You know the answer to that, right? God made me to know Him, to love Him, and to serve Him in this life so that I can be happy with Him forever in the next. You heard that a couple times? I think so. Those of you with the Baltimore Catechism days, you definitely remember that. Our whole purpose, the whole reason why God made us, is so that we can be with Him. So we can be with Him forever. But how do we get to be with Him? Well, we have to get to know Him so that we can love Him. And in loving Him, desire to serve Him. And that means we need to use the gift of time to get to know our God. It is so easy to waste it on things that aren't as important. In another place, Jesus tells us, "Where your treasure is, there also will your heart be." I haven't done a study on this, nor have I read any great literature, but I think I can speak fairly confidently when looking at American culture, we can see where our treasure goes. And if we know where our treasure goes, there is where our heart is. My view of this, and please, feel free to talk with me about this afterwards if you think I'm wrong about this. I'll be open to correction. But what I see is where we spend most of our money is in entertainment, whether that be music or computers or video games and things like that, or whether it's actors and movies and television, or whether it's in sports and football and, you know, baseball and wherever it is. Look at how much we pay a professional athlete. Look at how much we pay. We actually, when I was in seminary, we had the screenwriter come to the seminary, a Catholic screenwriter, to talk to us about storytelling and the like. And she said, "Look at how much we pay people to read other people's words." Now, I think she was a little bit biased, being a screenwriter, that she didn't get paid nearly as much as other people who read her words. But in any case, we put so much money into our entertainment. Not that there's anything wrong with being entertained, but so often that's where our heart is. Our heart needs to be with Jesus. Needs to be with getting to know God. And while it is good to have entertainment as part of our lives, so often it becomes much more centric than it should, where it pushes God out of the picture. This is why several years ago I actually had to stop watching television, because it kept me from time in prayer. And worse, in my time of prayer, You know, all those memories, the visions, the lines, all that stuff was coming up as I'm trying to get to know God, and I'm hearing, you know, just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip. You know, it's just like, how distracting is that? It's very hard to sit and focus and pray when you got these things going through your head. I should say this again. It's very hard to sit and pray and focus when I have all these things going through my head. I had to break away from them because they were getting in the way of my relationship with God. And so often, we waste our time on things which are pointless instead of spending it with the most important, building relationship with others made in the image and likeness of God, building relationship with God Himself. And so the Lord delays. Or at least it seems that. But He's patient with us because He wants us not to perish. He wants to give us a chance for repentance. He gives us more time in order that we can come to know Him and love Him and serve Him. But it isn't infinite, not here. We need to use the opportunities we have to get close to our God. This Advent season is a great time. It is a new year in our church. Let us take this time and say, I will make this change. Does it have to be a huge change? Well, no, not necessarily. Best changes come slowly and incrementally where we actually know that we can do this. For instance, there was a man who just knew he needed to get on the treadmill and exercise in order to lose weight, and his doctor kept telling him to, and he just never felt he could do it. He didn't feel he had the time or the energy, he just couldn't do it. So the doctor said, I'm going to prescribe to you this week. He said, every day I want you to step on the treadmill for 1 minute. He didn't say to turn it on. He just said, stand on the treadmill for 1 minute. He says, okay. He could do that. Suddenly getting on the treadmill wasn't so scary, wasn't so daunting. And it started to change his mentality of how he viewed that machine of torture. And he was able to then start on a process of losing weight and exercising. Small, incremental changes. So it doesn't mean that you go out from this church and say, I'm going to be like John the Baptist. I'm going to wear camel's hair and a leather belt and eat locusts and wild honey because I really like bugs. They taste really good. That's not what we're supposed to be doing. But look at our lives. Where are the areas that we can switch over? Maybe instead of being the first thing we do is checking our emails or our Facebook or whatever, maybe saying, well, I'm going to spend a few minutes in prayer with Almighty God before I ever let those electronics get their tentacles into me today. Or maybe we say, I'm going to make sure that we really pray before our meals throughout this Advent season. Not just bless the Lord, and these I guess we do your best, receive and I bound it through Christ our Lord. Amen. Okay, now we're done. But maybe we'll say, let's actually thank God for the gift of this food. Small, incremental changes. Doesn't have to be huge. Something where we can say, I give this to Almighty God. Do you think we can do that? It doesn't take big changes. Stand on that treadmill. Stand in front of Almighty God. Give Him something. Something you think you can do. Something you know you can do. I've already started doing something for Advent. which is really starting to change the way I pray in a good way. So my sisters and brothers, why don't we all together give something to God this Advent, that as we move towards Christmas, we can then prepare a birthday gift for our Jesus. Something we can hand Him on Christmas Day, some gift of ourselves that we have cultivated throughout this Advent season, where we use our time for His glory.